This is KCUR 89.3. A poet and a painter have spent the last year working on a project in response to violence in Kansas City and beyond. At first glance, these two artists might seem an unlikely pair, but as their new show opens this weekend, KCUR CJ Janovee found that the collaboration makes perfect sense.
In Ada Koch's studio above the Lidi Volkas Art Center in the Crossroads, large canvases lean against the walls. Her paintings are realistic and classically beautiful.
For years, I've been doing very colorful, layered work in acrylics and oils, pretty happy subjects, landscapes, bicycles, portraits of kids.
Her work started to change after 9/11, and especially after the Boston Marathon bombing. Her daughter lived nearby. Koch's paintings began to reflect her ongoing sense of vulnerability.
War comes again and again and again. And with it, the fear that the next generation, there's going to be loss and violence and hurt.
Koch's paintings dealing with that violence were what Glenn North saw on his first visit to her studio.
She started showing me, I think it was this series,
right?
The Target series.
Yeah, children in a target, yeah. Of a gun, and there's splattered blood, and it's very disruptive.
The two have known each other for a while. They'd both been on a committee at Arts KC going through grant applications for other artists. One night at a fundraising event, Koch heard North read his poetry.
And as always happens when I hear him read, and I think when other people hear him read, it took my breath away. And as I came back to my studio and started working, I thought, wouldn't it be great to have the power of his poetry in combination with my paintings? And so I gave him a call.
While Koch was thinking about 9/11 and the Boston Marathon bombing, North had been thinking about Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown. He says he was blown away the first time he saw Koch's paintings of blood-splattered silhouettes of children in gun sights.
I was disturbed. But it's the kind of art that I'm drawn to. I knew that there was definitely a statement being made here.
North is currently the official poet laureate of 18th and Vine, and he's written poems in response to other paintings, including one at the Nelson. He says a poem doesn't just complement a work of art. It can make you see the art differently.
You know, whatever you bring to it, you experience it that way, right? And then you read the poem in conjunction with the piece, and then there's another groove in your brain that's being stimulated, so to speak. And I think that those things work in tandem to really create a different experience. Yeah.
Glenn North and Ada Koch's first collaboration was a year ago at a fundraiser for KC Mothers in Charge, a group of mothers who've lost their children to violence in Kansas City.
How to mourn a brown boy. Prepare while he is still alive. Know that from the moment your belly swelled with him, he was in the crosshairs. Tell the boy.
North wrote How to Mourn a Brown Boy in response to Koch's painting of a mother holding a baby in crosshairs.
Learn to live with the silence. Realize that in the darkest hour, a mother's arms have the ability to embrace ghosts. Steel your heart against that moment. Each morning you awake to the returning grief.
The poem got a lot of attention.
Oh, he said things very bluntly, and he put it right out there, and it was beautiful.
The two started meeting regularly.
I look at the paintings and what she's working on, and I'm considering Ada and what she's trying to accomplish when I sit down to write the poem.
And it's evolved to work both ways.
Yeah.
You've had poems that maybe I've pulled a certain line out, the fist in the heart one.
Yeah. When did your heart become a fist in your chest? When did the rumors of war stop alarming you? The numbing effect crept in ever so quietly, and like a bullet through the throat of a 3-year-old girl, you never saw it coming.
Now they've published a book. It's about the size of a glossy magazine with Koch's paintings and North's poems and bits of other famous poems and song lyrics. They say it could be used in schools or for writing workshops, and they hope to share it with veterans groups.
If you can help somebody deal with pain, or if you can communicate a message that in some way uplifts or challenges or something, then to me that's the work.
Glenn North and Ada Koch say if it brings about greater empathy in a violent world, then they've done their jobs. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovy.
Love, Loss, and Violence opens tonight at the Kansas City Artists Coalition in the River Market.